you become born again. Will the bank forgive you because you're born again?
No.
I'm in Christ Jesus. Behold, all things are new. It doesn't. So what am I trying to tell you? Your salvation is different with your life. Your salvation is different with your life. The fact that when you receive Jesus, you are forgiven, you are free, it does not mean that your bank account is solved. It does not mean that your sickness is gone. I'm talking to someone right here. Do you understand that? It doesn't mean that anything has changed. Come on. If you're following, start following. Let me see hands of those who are following. If you're following, raise your hand. Just raise your hand, start following. It doesn't mean that things have changed. You will still, listen to me, we will still be taken to prisons. We will still be taken to courts. But how you will walk out of it, it takes to you what you do about it. Do you understand? In the same prison, an apostle of Jesus was killed with a sword. Do you understand? In the same prison, Peter is put in the same prison. But Peter does something. He understands beyond salvation. People began to pray for Peter. Peter had intercessors. You didn't hear me. Peter had what?
Intercessors.
And the same prison, who died? James, he goes in the prison and he has no intercessors. As he's right there, in the following morning, he was killed. Same prison. Peter goes there. And before Peter goes there, it was John the Baptist who went in the same prison. And there was no prayer mentioned. His head was cut. James goes in the same prison. His head was cut. Am I talking to you? Peter goes there, the Bible says, and the church prayed for Peter. The gates of prison began to automate on their own. There were no automated doors in those days. But when Peter intercessors invoked prayer, when the intercessors of Peter took prayer into another realm and dimension, the doors, iron doors, became automatic. They began to break as Peter was watching. There were three gates. They all opened for Peter. And Peter walked out just like this. Because salvation is there. But our lives are different. Just because you are righteous and you are good does not qualify you that you'll be okay and you'll not be sick. No! When a sickness comes, you need to know what to do. When poverty comes, you must know what to do. Am I talking to somebody right? Because we are made to rule. Jesus said, have dominion. Do you know what that means? He said, God said, I have created you. Have dominion. Jesus says what? I give you power over scorpions, over snakes. I give you power over them. He didn't say they want to come. He says, when they come to you, you have power over them. Am I talking to someone right? So cases and blessings, you need to understand this. They are operating on people. I have encountered certain situations in my life, in my walk with the Christ, and I could sense this. There must be a case somewhere. And I deal with it immediately. Because My salvation has nothing to do with my bank account. My salvation has nothing to do with my business. You have to understand that. Nothing. You have to deal with these things as they come. Am I speaking to you? You need to deal with these things as they are coming. When you sense something, when the Holy Spirit reveals to you. I told a story. I went to Livingstone to preach. And I'm there. It was a crusade. So first day I arrived there. And there were very few people. After announcing about 100 people that evening. I've forgotten the exact number, but there were very few people. So I said, with all that advertisement and everything. It was in the ground. So everybody else left. First day, everybody else left. I came back at night. Midnight, I came back. I said, we are praying here. Something is wrong. So we began to pray. We were supposed to have the following day another event on the same ground. As we are praying, the Holy Ghost revealed to me that the ground was a center of witchcraft. I began to break the case over that ground. God told me, he said, in this Livingstone, God told me, he said, nobody, no any man of God comes here and do exploits. I said, I began to pray. God said, he said, the whole Livingstone. That was, I think, 2013, if not 2014, I've forgotten. 2013, right? God said the whole living, so at that period, I don't know now, but at that period, God said, nobody, there are no mega churches here. There are no. I said, Jesus, I began to pray. That's what I tell you. You see, you send pastors in branches, they just go there and they begin to complain like, people, they are resisting me. Do you think you're dealing with the people? You're not the manager of a shop. It's not a shop. So I stood there. And God told me, he said, something happens here. We began to pray. I told the people around me, I said, God has revealed to me that this is the center of witchcraft. And we began to break the cases around the area. And we began to expel forces of darkness and bring down powers that exhort themselves against the knowledge of God in the area. You will not believe it. By 3 a.m, I started seeing people arriving. So what's happening? They are coming for crusades. They said there's a major one. They have heard the major one is coming. The time I was leaving to my hotel to sleep, we are driving like this. People are walking to the crusade. Thousands and thousands. And the following day, the event was starting during the day. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people filled the whole ground. The fact that you are saved does not mean everything around you is okay. There are some moments you need to invoke spiritual sections and deal with matters around you. Raise your hands in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare every case around me broken. Now, I told you there are 3 groups of cases. I told you there are end cases. These cases are those cases that a person has gotten in them because of his or her behavior attitude. This could include, I told you, consulting of witch doctors. Do you understand? If you consult witch doctors, you consult false prophets, witchcraft, idol worship, you can invite certain cases upon your life. You end them. That's why if you ever visit a witch doctor, You need to denounce it with your mouth. Because there are covenants that actually people go through those things. Because most witch doctors, they speak words. They are demonic portals that you don't know. Am I talking to somebody here? One time when I was in South Africa, I said, in church, you see, when you sit in church like this, just think everything is okay. I just stood up like this. In church, I just stood up like this and said, anyone else with a charm, come forward. You'd be so shocked how people moved forward with the charms. In church. They're in church. And they're saying hallelujah. Another one had a small coffin like this. You remember, right? Yeah. Hundreds. And they were saying, "Kai kapakai." I said, "Who kapakai kapakai with who?" You are joking. Things are happening in the world. People were sitting in church like this with their charms. And some didn't come forward. So I began to prophetically pick them. You also join. Go forward. What's in your pocket? Ah, Papa, I'm sorry. Ah. And I remove it. You remove something. So what is this? No, I press it. When you are teaching, I keep on pressing it. Things that we are breathing, we are coming in people's pockets. Someone put something like this and it was jumping like this. So I was like, so if people are coming to pray like this, I had to do a lot of work in South Africa before members became members. I'm telling you, I had to do so. I had so much work to do in South Africa. Until the time now when people now were really converted. They were coming to church, but they were, another leg was out. Another leg was like, we want to see if his prayers will not work. We use this one. So they had a standby. They had a backup. I'm telling you, it was not easy. It was not easy. It was not easy. It was not easy. It was Operation Power. God told him, he said, you're going to use Operation Power. That's whatever I was doing. I was saying, power. Yeah. Operation Power. You don't go in such a place without power. Everywhere you drive in South Africa, in Pretoria, that I don't know now, you will find, if you want a love portion, call this number. You drive like this, or for lost lover, call this number. But the only country that I was so shocked, I said, what is this? You never find that in Malawi. You won't find that. I don't know, in Zambia. You won't find that in America. You won't find that in Dubai. So I said, what is this? So it was not easy. So you have to be spiritual, because life is spiritual. A lot of spiritual things are happening out there. Am I talking to you? So end cases are those cases people get by involving themselves in such acts. If you are out of those things, you need to denounce with your mouth and say, Lord, I denounce every act. And every case I took knowingly or unknowingly, I break and disassociate myself. So people get cases through such behaviors. Another thing, ancestral worship. People who worship ancestors, dead spirits. We see how a man of God by the name Saul died. Just because he consulted a medium to call for an ancestor. He said he wants an ancestor to appear. Somebody who died said he wants that person to appear. And he was cursed. and he died a premature death because of such acts. So you need to understand how people get end cases. Number two, we looked at generational cases, which is a group of cases, not types, groups. How people get cases. We looked at known as generational cases. And we spoke about how people are living in what? In generational cases. Am I talking to you? It's not your problem. You were born through that lineage. So you are born there. Your father was like that, or your uncle was like that. It is generational. There are people who can't get married because in their generation, marriages are problems. There are people that will never be rich, no matter how hard work they work, because in their generation, they are what? There's a spirit of poverty or stagnation or sometimes of failure. They'll keep on failing. I told you before that I gave the example of Abraham. Abraham lied that his wife was his sister. Isaac, his son, lied that his wife was a sister. Jacob lied that he was Esau. And the children of Jacob lied that Joseph was killed. So you see a lie, moving like that in the whole family. I don't know if you're getting it. So there are some of you are professional liars. You don't even know why you lie. But it's generational. You can't say the truth. You have to add a lie. The guy saw Papa. You saw Papa where? No, he just passed. Meanwhile, me, I'm at the prayer mountain. What's the reason to lie? Like I saw her today. She was wearing like a very short skirt. And the person was even wearing a trouser. Like, you can't just say I saw the person. You have to add a lie. Where are you coming from? You lie. Even where you're coming from, you lie. It is a spirit in your lineage. There's no way you can just be lying. Anger is a case. There are people who inherited it. Check around. Somebody in your family has got anger issues. Am I talking to somebody here? So there are things you have to deal with. Don't just say, I'm born again and these things are gone. No. That's why how many people are born again and they're still having anger issues? Am I talking to you? How many people are born again and they're still having what? Anger issues. These things have to be dealt. You have to cast out evil. Jesus said, those which believe in my name, they shall cast out evils. So every evil you have to cast out. In the third group, I said is what? Cast cases. These cases are spoken. A person may say a word to you. It's a group of cases. A person may say a word to you. And this word can affect you. Are we there? But that's not our main issue tonight. Our main issue tonight is we are looking on the types of cases. Somebody say types of cases. Are you following or you are being followed? Just for the sake of those who you're watching for the first time. So we looked at the wanderer case. Some say wanderer. Now, we're not going to be reading scriptures tonight, but I will just be explaining a little bit because of time. We looked at the wanderer case, and what did we define a wanderer case? A wanderer case is a case that makes a person unstable. A person does not stay at all. You try this, you leave it. You try this, you leave it. And we open the scriptures, right? Okay, maybe let me just quickly open the scripture for you. Okay. Genesis 4:11.
So now you are cursed from the earth, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand.
All right. 12.
When you till the ground, it shall no longer yield its strength to you.
All right. I want you to read from verse 12 in NIV.
When you work the ground, it will no longer yield its crops for you. You will be a restless wanderer on the earth.
The word wanderer, I want you to understand the word wanderer there. And I said to you, the word wanderer means unstable. Say unstable. Unstable. You are not stable. This is a very serious case. You know, if you're watching me now and you are sensing some sentiments or some resemblance with what I'm talking about, you need help. Let me say this to you. You need help. A wanderer case is a type of a case that makes a person not stable. You will try this business, you leave it. It will not give you profit. You will try this one. If it's a relationship, you will try this relationship. It won't work. You try another relationship, it won't work. You become a wanderer. Everything you'll be trying does not produce. If you see this, there is a wanderer case. You see that scripture says? It says a wanderer. It will no longer yield its crops for you. So because nothing is happening, you keep on changing locations. You will be a restless wanderer. May this case be broken in the name of Jesus. This time around, you will see a difference in your life. I say this case is broken in the name of Jesus. Number two, we looked at the what? Adam case. Or what? The case of unfruitfulness. And we saw what scripture? Genesis what? 3 verse 17.
To Adam he said, because you listened to your wife and ate fruit from the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat from it. Cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil, you will eat food from it all the days of your life.
It will produce thorns and what?
Thistles. It will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field.
Go back to verse 17. Now, in King James Version, all right, it says, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shall thou eat of it. In NIV, it says, through painful toil, you will eat food. Painful toil. I told you, this type of a case is so dangerous because things happen, but after so much struggle. Am I talking to you?
Oh, yes, Daddy.
Am I speaking to somebody, right? I was talking to somebody. I said, you see, there's someone who has just 1 hectare of land and is doing farming. And for them to farm in that just 1 hectare, they are struggling a lot. Yet me, I have, I don't know how many hectares. You can't even count. It's like you're moving in a whole town, just a farm. And I'm not even struggling to farm it. And another person just with a few, and is for him, or for her. And I'm telling you, if you have this case on your life, just to marry, you have to go through pain, toil, cry, tears, disappointments. But there's a case. You have to get it through toil and pain. When God said that he was not happy, it was a case he was announcing. So don't encourage yourself that it is well with my soul. It's not well. You need deliverance tonight.
Amen.
There are people, I gave an example of a house. Just to build a house, like I told you this, just to build a single house, one house. Forget about even building. Just the land. Just to build a house with the 2 bedrooms, not 4. It's just the foundation. They left it there. And I told you, others are just dealing with that problems. Why you? Why must it be you? Why must you struggle to build? There is, no matter how you encourage yourself, you keep on speaking in tongues and say, it is well with my soul, and still live in a small house you're living. Well, others are living well. You need to deal with these spiritual matters immediately. The case that is working, that you must first of all see the pain. The enemy is using such cases around you. The devil is imposing such cases, and people are in church, but they're having these cases and they don't know how to walk through these issues. Somebody say, break this case now. Karuba kata yamonde. Say, break the case now. Shall we never suffer again? Can you imagine? Ever says, in sweat. Can you imagine for you? You have to sweat to get something. You have to sweat. People are like, I'm not talking to somebody. Oh, yes. A single car, just to buy a car. Some even took a mortgage. They're having a car by loan, and they don't even know what to do with the car anymore. It's now a burden. Others just buying car cash. Others just buying things cash. No. There's a red flag spiritually. If you're hearing me, I told you, it's not just a teaching. It's an eye-opener. It has to open your eyes, and you must see the reason why you need deliverance and why you need a blessing. Am I talking to somebody here? Number three, enslaving. Enslaving case. This one, it makes a person a slave. This is another dimension. This one can come in a form of a sin. You become a slave. If you are, you see, you people say, I'm addicted. It's not an addiction. You are a slave. Am I talking to somebody here? You can actually become a slave of pornography. You can actually become a slave of alcohol. You can become a slave of immorality. You actually become a slave. You can even drive at night. Like, where are you going? I don't know. I'm not talking to somebody here. Like, where are you going? Like, I don't know. Because a person is a what? A slave. And I gave you a scripture. I gave you what scripture? Genesis 9, verse 25. This is Noah. Listen to me. This is Noah imposing a curse.
He said, cursed be Canaan. The lowest of slaves will be to his brothers. He also said, praise be to the Lord.
The God of Shem.
The God of Shem. May Canaan be the slave of Shem.
Did you hear that?
May God extend Japheth's territory. May Japheth live in the tent of Shem. And may Canaan be the slave of Japheth.
Did you hear that? It's a curse. There are people who are slaves. They don't even know why. It's like every time, you must be the lowest. Am I talking to you? Can you imagine that where everyone is everybody's doing well? Even friends you are together at school or you grew up together, everybody's doing well minus you. You are the lowest of them all. It's a curse. You can't be a slave. Every time, just for money, you have to be a slave for money, a slave for everything, a slave. You need, there's no any explanation. I'm telling you, this case must be broken. Amen. There was a reason why God introduced a blessing. Because he knew these things are there. Why did God put a blessing? God said to Abraham, he said, leave your father and your mom. He said, to a place I'll show you. There, I will bless you. You didn't hear me. There, I would what? Why? What's happening where you are? There are cases. So God says, I will take you out and bless you. And when I bless you, you shall become what? A great nation. And you shall become a blessing. Jesus. And what happened with the blessing? Immediately he leaves. He goes to where God said he must be. That's Genesis 12. In chapter 13, already, verse 1. And Abraham was rich in gold and in silver and in servants. Am I talking to you? In verse 2 of chapter 13. In verse 2. Abraham had become very wealthy in livestock and in silver and in gold. The following chapter. Just when he got a blessing, the man has gold, silver. You encouraging yourself that you are seed of Abraham. Do you know how Abraham was living? Do you know how it happened with Abraham? God had to break the case. And God had to bless him. It was not just faith. The Bible calls him a man of faith. But God, he had to go to do beyond faith. He had to bless him. May you receive a blessing tonight. If you're watching me now, may you receive a blessing. Let's go to number 4 tonight. We just want to go to number 4. Are you ready for number 4 or you're tired? We have what you call hanging curses. Hanging curses, what does it word mean? These curses have been moving around and you never handled them. My friend, let me give a good example. Okay, let's go to the book of Joshua chapter 6, verse 26. Okay, Joshua 6 verse 26. Then Joshua charged them at that time saying, cursed be the man before the Lord who rises up and builds this city, Jericho. Wait. So, the walls of Jericho had collapsed. Remember that story? Then Joshua made a case. He said, anyone who shall put a foundation again of these walls, he said, he shall be cursed. And what shall happen with this curse? He said what? He shall lay his foundation with his firstborn. And with his youngest, he shall set up his gates. What does it mean? The day he will start the foundation of the city, his firstborn child will die. And the day he will finish and put the gate of this city, the lastborn will die. Now what happened? 400 years later, another man woke up in the morning who knew nothing about Joshua. He began to build the foundation. What happened to him? Now, I want you to say this. I once dealt with this issue another time, but I want you to hear this. Let's go to the book of Deuteronomy 23. Okay, let's check this first before we go far. Deuteronomy 23, verse 2.
One of illegitimate birth shall not enter the assembly of the Lord, even to the tenth generation. None of his descendants shall enter the assembly of the Lord.
I read again.
One of illegitimate birth shall not enter the assembly of the Lord, even to the tenth generation. None of his descendants shall enter the assembly of the Lord.
Now let's go to 1 Kings 16, verse 34.
In his days, Hiel of Bethel built Jericho. He laid its foundation with Abiram, his firstborn.
Now, give me NIV, okay? I want people to understand what's happening here.
In Ahab's time, Hiel of Bethel rebuilt Jericho. He laid its foundation at the cost of his firstborn son, Abiram. And he set up its gates at the cost of his youngest son, Segub, in accordance with the word of the Lord spoken by Joshua, son of Nun.
Now, I just want you to hear this statement. I hope you're here. Are you here?
We are here, Daddy.
Did you understand that?
Yes.
Be careful. The word was spoken, but it was not dealt with. Imagine someone said that in this family, every second born must die. Now, it was spoken 100 years ago. Do you even know your great-great-grandfather?
No.
He was looking like you. Now, imagine that your great-great-grandfather, whatever they were fighting, you don't even know. And a case was spoken that every second born will die. 100 years later, that word is still hanging. Am I talking to you?
Yes, Daddy, yes.
So it will choose to hit any person it wants to hit. That's why I tell you, you need to handle these things. You are now saved, you are born again. It is not a platform to be lazy, to say I'm born again, everything is okay. Jesus said, watch and pray. Every case that is hanging in the air, looking forward. Some of you, there are cases that no one will be rich in your family. Indeed, until today, there is no billionaire, your whole family. Your whole family lineage, there's no one who is a billionaire. Everybody has got proposals. It just ends on proposals. You find that some of your uncle or your cousin just walks with a laptop with a lot of they open a laptop like this, they are proposals. But just none of those proposals comes to pass. It is not you who is a problem. Something is hanging in the air that has to be broken. I raise my hand as a prophet. I say in the name of Jesus, this hanging case is breaking in the name of Jesus. May it break. Somebody say break now. In the name of Jesus. Hanging cases. They may just choose someone. Can you imagine? No one has a disease you have. The whole family. It just came on you and hit you. I'm talking to these things happening. Imagine nobody, that no one, your whole family, nobody has a disease that you have. It just chooses you. Bah. Hanging cases. They must be dealt with. Am I talking to you? Otherwise, you become casualties. And you won't understand. Can you imagine someone was walking with Jesus like this, yet there was a hanging case, and his name was Judas Iscariot. Jesus said that he was actually born, it was waiting for him to betray me. Did you hear me? It's not like he wanted, but it was the Bible calls him son of perdition. It was actually like that one day he's going to do it. All bad people in the Bible had a surname. If you are born again, if you're a ghost child in the Bible, God will remove your surname. I'm saying the truth. Abraham who? Tell me. Lot who? Daniel who? Tell me. Simon was Simon by Jonah. Jesus said, no, you are just Peter. Surname out. I'm not talking to you. But all bad people, Pontius Pilate, Judas Iscariot, Herod Antipas, Philip Agrippa, all bad people with a surname. All the disciples of Jesus, only Judas Iscariot, then Matthew, then Peter, then John, then James. am I talking to somebody, right? Because God understands that, you know, when I connect these people with these certain cases. So to just end there. David who? There's no surname. Am I talking to you? Only when there is something bad connected to the person, there will be a surname. Mary Magdalene, of whom 7 demons came out. Then Susanna. The wife of Chusa. No surname. Who helped Jesus with their substance? I'm talking to somebody right here. Oh, you are very tired. That's a problem. Hanging cases. Say hanging cases. You need to deal with these cases. Otherwise, they will attack you. You'll wake up in the morning with a headache you have never heard about anyone in your family. Just from nowhere, you're having headache. What's happening with me? It becomes a condition. One day, wake up with a wound that's not healing. I promise you. One time, you wake up, they fire you. You look for jobs, you can't get them. One time, you wake up, there is your own man you love, and he loves you. You will never fight. All of a sudden, I don't want you. Like you will do everything to save your relationship. It will not work. We need to deal with these issues. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. Every hanging case. Looking around. Roaming around. I break it in the name of Jesus. I break it in the name of Jesus. Then we have what you call choosing cases. So choosing cases. What are choosing cases? Choosing cases, you are 4 in your family. They'll just choose you. How many? 4. All 3 get married apart from you. You find that 2 of your sisters, very intelligent, apart from you. You find that others, everything is moving apart from you. If you find yourself in such a predicament, you need deliverance immediately tonight. I'm telling you before it's too late. You will walk out of that case in the name of Jesus. Now, let me just give you a scripture quickly. I want you to see this. Okay, let's go to 2 Kings 2, verse 23. Quickly, let's read it.
From there, Elisha went up to Bethel. As he was walking along the road, some boys came out of the town and jeered at him. "Get out of here," bad, they said. "Get out of here, bad." He turned around, looked at them, and called down a curse.
Did you hear that? He called what?
On them in the name of the Lord. Then 2 bears came out of the wood and mauled 42 of the boys.
Did you hear that? Not all the boys, but 42 of the boys. You didn't hear the English there. Does the Bible says and 8 for the 2 boys? Now go back in the same scripture. Now let's read the good news.
Elisha turned around, glared at them, and cursed them in the name of the Lord. Then 2 she bears came out of the wood and tore 42 of the boys to pieces.
Did you hear the word? Of the boys. Not all of them. Can you imagine? You're all laughing at a prophet. And only 42. Are you understanding?
Yes.
Another example is Miriam and Aaron. In Numbers chapter 12, verse 1 to 12, the Bible says that Miriam and Aaron were discussing together about Moses. They're like, do you think Moses think he's so anointed more than all of us? As they were gossiping about the prophet, God came down. And they said, why are you talking about my prophet? Are you not scared? So God left. And Miriam had leprosy and not Aaron. Oh, am I talking to you? And not Aaron. Only Miriam. Choosing cases. You must look around and see what I'm talking about. And see if what I'm sharing with you, maybe there is, you can sense what I'm talking about. But sometimes you find that everyone else, same business, they are doing well. You want to try it. You only choose to work against you. You lose all your money. Choosing cases. Somebody say, in the name of Jesus, I break every case. Every case of wandala. Unfruitfulness case. Enslaving case. Hanging case. Choosing case. Let's look at indirect cases. Somebody say indirect cases. What is this indirect case? We saw a scripture in the book of Genesis when God cursed the ground. Did you see that? God didn't curse the man. He cursed what? Now, if the devil, or if there is such a curse in your life, it does not come on you. This is where people get now confused. That I'm born again. How can I be cursed? You are not cursed. But you may be dealing with an indirect curse where your ground can be cursed. Your family can be cursed. Your children can be cursed. Your money can be cursed. You are okay, but everything around you is what? It's cursed. Do you understand a very good example in the Bible? It's Job. God said to the devil, don't touch his life. You can touch everything around him, but don't touch his life. So everything around Job was touched, apart from his life. The day you will know that you need help, that night you don't sleep. You will kneel down and you will hold your bed and you say, tonight something has to happen. I can't continue living like this. I'm telling you the truth. You'll be in the next flight, you'll fly to Malawi, you say, my father, I need deliverance. You'll be here for IVP. You'll be like, my father, just bless me. I don't want stories. Bless me and I come back to bless you. It's so simple. But you see what will happen? I have seen it. I have, in my life, I've given people money. Someone can say, my father, oh, I need help. I need to start a business. I take money and give the person like this. Money that even me, when I was starting, I didn't start with such a huge amount of money. A few moments later, they come back. Ah, my father, I don't know. I did this and it collapsed. Do you understand? What? I tell you, You must be very careful, because an indirect curse is so deceiving. You can't know you have it. But your ground now becomes cursed. You put your efforts there, nothing works. You try to do something, it doesn't work. Because your ground is cursed. Stand up on your feet. Let's break these curses. We want to break every curse right now. Hanging curses. Choosing curses. Indirect curses must be broken now. I say they must be broken. They must break. They must be broken. They must be broken. I want you to raise up your two hands and let's say these words together. Say, Heavenly Father, thank you for salvation and thank you for the name of Jesus. The name above all names. At the name of Jesus, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of the Father. At the name of Jesus, every curse will bow. Every curse will confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of the Father. As you raise your hands, I pray, wherever you are right now, by the glory of God and by the name of Jesus Christ, that every force of a curse, indirect curses, working against you, choosing curses, working against you, hanging curses, working against you, enslaving curses, that working against you, a wanderer case that's working against you, tonight is being broken. Tonight is being broken. Tonight is being broken. Says, I raise my hands. I break every curse. I break every curse. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Say it again. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Say, be broken now. In Jesus' name. Say amen.